Hello again. Larry Johnson here, welcoming you to a truly deadly version of Arias and Songs. It's all about murder and suicide in a program I'm calling Death by Poison. There are so many examples in opera that we can explore. Take Lucrezia Borgia, for example. Now, some may have thought that Joan Crawford was the original Mommy Dearest, but she was an amateur compared to Lucrezia. In Donizetti's opera, she poisons all of her party guests, including her own son. Hamlet helps his stepfather to depart this mortal coil by poisoning him in the opera Hamlet by Tomas. Ponchielli ends his La Gioconda with her suicide. Then there is Samuel Barber's Cleopatra, who resorts to an asp, using snake poison for her death. Delibes' Lachmé ends it all by consuming a poisonous plant. There are many more examples. Even in literature, we run the gamut from Shakespeare to a Sherlock Holmes story involving poison darts. But perhaps the all-time master of poisons was Agatha Christie, who volunteered as an apothecary's assistant during the First World War. It has long been said that poison is a woman's weapon, which she aptly displayed in her short stories. Our first poison this afternoon was not intended to kill, but only to put a woman into a death-like sleep. I refer to Juliet in Gounod's Romeo and Juliet. Here is Angela Gheorghiu singing what has been called the poison aria, in which Juliet begs for courage to do what Friar Lawrence says needs to be done if she wants to be reunited later with her Romeo.
Sa mère
Poison aria from Gounod's Romeo and Juliet. Angela Georgiou sang with the Orchestre du Capitole de Toulouse, conducted by Michel Plasson. As we know, Romeo will think later that Juliet is actually dead and takes poison himself. Juliet then awakens to find Romeo dying and then stabs herself. An opera that should be heard more often is Adriana Le Couvreur by Francesco Cilea. Adriana is a celebrated actress, caught up in a classic love triangle. She loves a man who is also loved by a princess. Ah, but royalty will have its way. The opera ends with the princess eliminating her rival by sending her a bouquet of violets that Adriana will think are from her lover, Maurizio. She kisses the flowers while inhaling poison. Here, heard in performance, is Montserrat Caballé.
Thank you.
Montserrat Caballé heard in performance singing Poveri Fiori as she inhales the scent of poison flowers in Chilea's Adriana Lecouvreur. We will end this program later with a suicidal nun as created by Puccini. However, we can't leave Verdi out of this Arias and Songs program I'm calling Death by Poison. No, indeed, as we now turn to Leonora in his Il Trovatore. She loves Manrico, who is imprisoned by the Count di Luna, who lusts after her. Another love triangle that we just know will not end well. She begs the Count to have mercy. She even goes so far as to say she will sleep with him to free the man she loves. Then she secretly takes poison that is concealed in her ring in order to avoid the Count in what in melodramas was once called a fate worse than death. Chewing up the scenery are Maria Callas and Rolando Panerai.
Udiste come albergi la scura la figlia e dalla madre il rodo. Abuso forse quel poter che piano i me trasmise di prance a tal mitraggi donna per me funesta. Ovelle mai ripreso castellor di lei contezza non ebbi e furo indarno tante ricerche tante. Ma dove sei, crudele?
Cupi, dove?
Ho la voce, come tu, donna?
E vivi!
A che venisti?
Egli già presso l'ora estrema, e tu lo tieni!
Osar potresti?
Ma si perisse, mi dormi tutto mondo!
E tu deliri,
e tu
deliri!
E tu!
Io derivo al sentir sentir pietà. Yeah. bastati! Chiedati qual prezzo di...
Another Suicide by Poison, the duet Mira Giacerbe Lagrime from Verdi's Il Trovatore, as sung by Maria Callas and Rolando Panerai, with Herbert von Karajan conducting the orchestra of La Scala. In Puccini's one-act opera from his so-called Trittico, we find the despondent nun Suor Angelica. Forced into joining a convent for having a child out of wedlock and disgracing her family, Angelica has just learned that her son has died. Long known for her talent in cultivating the convent's garden, she now brews a highly potent tea, brewed from four highly toxic plants. "Ah, son dannata, I am damned," she explains, and commits suicide. Hoping for forgiveness is Joan Sutherland. Joan Sutherland as the nun Angelica committing suicide by poison in Puccini's Suor Angelica. She was heard with chorus and the National Philharmonic Orchestra conducted by Richard Bonning. So ends today's program, Death by Poison. No doubt you will not eat or drink anything from now on without checking it out first. Our producers are Sydney Gillard and Becky Neistat. Your comments are welcome and hopefully not of the poison pen variety at wfmt.com/Arias and Songs. Click on to podcasts, open this or any program, and leave a message. Larry Johnson here inviting you to listen next week for selections from Bizet's Carmen, here on Arias and Songs.